former President of the Republic, Your Excellency Jerry John Rawlings, the former First Lady, Your Excellency Nana Konedu Ajiman Rawlings, members of the Council of State, the First Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Minister for Communications, Minister for Information, Greater Accra Regional Minister, Ministers of State, Deputy Ministers of State, the Commissioner General, Ghana Revenue Authority, the Acting Managing Director of Ghana Post, Chief Executive, Vocacom Company Limited, representatives of the security services, traditional rulers, the Dean and members of the diplomatic corps, fellow Ghanaians, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very delighted to be here and to perform one of the pleasant tasks that comes with being President of the Republic. For today is a happy day for the government, the people of Ghana, and for me personally, as we move ever closer to realizing our vision of formalizing the Ghanaian economy. I cannot proceed, however, without recognizing and acknowledging the outstanding work done by the Vice President of the Republic, Alhaji Dr. Mahamadou Bawumia, and his team to this end. In February this year, barely a month after taking office, he announced government's decision to form two committees to oversee the entire legal, logistical, and financial dimensions of the initiative of a national digital property addressing system. A roadmap was then put in place to execute the project. Mr. Veep, Aiko. I commend also the management of Ghana Post for the work done in bringing us this far. Ladies and gentlemen, Your Excellencies, the informal nature of our economy has been a major constraint to our development. It has affected our ability to broaden the tax base, deepen and widen financial inclusion, and deliver services to those most in need. It has been a barrier to job creation. It is for this reason that we have, over the last 9 months, the period of my stay in office, taken bold steps to formalize the economy and the way we conduct our everyday activities, including the way government delivers services to citizens most in need. To achieve this, we have begun to implement three initiatives. On 15 September, I launched the Ghana Card, our new national ID. Today, we're launching the second of the three initiatives, that is the National Digital Property Addressing System. And next month, we hope to launch the interoperable electronic platform for the payment of goods and services and electronic transfers across the country. We expect that these initiatives will help formalize and transform our economy and the way business is conducted in the country. Our focus today, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, is the launch of the National Digital Property Addressing System. Over the years, we've been accustomed to using landmarks as the means of giving directions of the location of a property. The blue kiosk, the Wache cellar, the Kofi Brookman cellar, and that big tree at the junction have become reference points for giving out locations. Today marks the end of an era, and the beginning of a new one. Where logic is a solution to our location and addressing problems, and this will ultimately change the way we do business. The project, born from a partnership of the Ministry of Communications and Ghana Post, will give the country a trustworthy database of addresses. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the last time Ghana was mapped was in 1974. Since then, all efforts to develop a comprehensive address and postcode system over the last 4 to 3 years have failed due to lack of technical capacity, investment, and political will. Under the government of the former President of the Republic, His Excellency John Ajikum Kufuor, funding was secured from the Danish government in 2007 to undertake a street and property identification exercise. Sadly, after the exit of his government in January 2009, it was abandoned. Prior to winning the election of 2016, we made commitments to the Ghanaian people that if we won the election, we would take steps to formalize the economy through, inter alia, the establishment of a national digital property addressing system. We have stayed true to this commitment and reaffirmed it in this year's Asempa budget. From today, every land or property will be assigned a unique identifier. This will facilitate improved ownership data and unique identification of properties and persons. A proper addressing of properties will help ensure efficient delivery of services for economic development. With the ability to identify clearly the location of businesses and persons, we will be empowered with new ways of doing business. The power to access information and the ability to do instant validation and verification will make many business ventures that were previously unviable, immediately viable, and ultimately sustainable for the future. Our national agencies and institutions will be now linked to each other through the state-of-the-art initiative. The myriad of dimensions and possibilities that this technology creates will see a new generation come up with sustainable business ideas. Access to financial services and credit facilities will be open to a wider network of potential business owners, which will in effect lead to the rapid development of our country. With this new system, every property in Ghana will have an address and can be accounted for, including the location of the blue kiosk, the wache seller, or the cocoa seller. The property addressing system also means that the cocoa seller can now open a bank account, as he or she will be able to meet the basic requirement to access loan facilities from a bank. The cocoa seller, like many other small businesses, can also grow his or her business. Registering all properties in Ghana will lead to the lowering of the cost of doing business. Once your address can be located, the risk premium charged by banks will be lower. Businesses now can produce at lower costs and will have enough funds for reinvestments. Through this system, Ghana government can now move to strengthen the health and safety of the public. Law enforcement agencies can easily access addresses more effectively in order to deal with crime. Health, fire, and ambulance services can effectively identify property locations in order to save lives at a faster rate. We should soon enjoy the advantage of having all security and emergency services responding to situations in an efficient and timely manner to provide critical security and first aid. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, one cannot obtain the Ghana card, our new national ID, without an address. With the registration for the Ghana card commencing in November, it is my expectation that all individuals and properties will be able to obtain their own unique addresses as we strive to build a credible national address register. The National Address Database creates an avenue for new businesses and industry. I urge all stakeholders, ministries, security agencies, health authorities, educational institutions, lands commission, financial institutions, private sector operators, to liaise with the Ministry of Communications and Ghana Post, who are the custodians and administrators of the system, to leverage on this technology to enhance their operations. The Ghana Water Company Limited, the Electricity Company of Ghana, and local governments can now plan and collect revenues in a more systematic manner, which makes their business models sustainable, as each customer will now be traceable. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the administration of lands will receive a major boost with the property addressing system. It should help provide a solution to the menace of land guards and the other unpleasant experiences currently associated with investing in land and real property. We will now have an immovable, digital, unique signature of lands. I applaud Ghana Post for leading the way in the implementation of this initiative. They showed us the way to the world once. They are doing so again. There are several men and women behind the success of this project. Again, I congratulate the acting managing director of Ghana Post and his team for working tirelessly to make this project a reality. I thank also the resourceful Minister for Communications, the Honorable Ursula Owusu-Ekufo, MP, for Dansoma. And Abdul Kumar West for giving Ghana Post the requisite policy guidance. I have also to commend Vocacom for its technical contribution for the realization of this project. We have the people right here in Ghana that can shepherd us into the future. It is reassuring for our self-reliance. Now that you have delivered this beautiful project, I can assure all Ghanaians that my government will provide the leadership necessary for such innovation to be sustainable. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I now have the greatest pleasure of declaring the National Digital Property System, Ghana Post GPS, duly launched. May God bless us all in our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong. Thank you.